Did you like that?
Yeah, I did. I'm about to send a message out there to my boy right now. Kick it off. Wow. 77 Flavors. Wow. Let's get it.
I hate it here. This is the podcast where we visit all 77 of Chicago's historic neighborhoods and discuss their heritage and taste the amazing food.
And if you know anything about us, we love two things, food and Chicago. So I can't wait to burn this gas money.
You ready?
Let's get it.
This is the 77 Flavors of Chicago, the podcast.
Yeah, it's Monday, maybe Tuesday. Now, Thursday, Wednesday.
It could be Wednesday.
Yeah, it could be Wednesday.
Or Thursday. You know, according to the numbers, it could be Friday or Saturday.
Yes, that's a fact. That's a big fact. Y'all, how y'all doing? Welcome.
Hello.
Yo, and we back. And we
every
back.
Time.
Yeah, you know. Man, Dario.
Sarah.
Yeah. Y'all know who we are.
I have a new emotional support water bottle.
Yeah, you do. It's all glass.
My new therapy cup.
Yeah,
as you call it,
therapy. Ridiculous. It's got the it's not like a real therapy cup because that thing break is gonna go in a million pieces.
Well, it has a rubber.
It's got a rubber over it.
It's got a rubber over it, but it is
a boing.
You know, I was using an actual glass bottle, and I broke my favorite one. I don't know if you remember.
I don't remember that.
Remember, it was the.
I do remember.
Yeah,
you was hurt
it
about was, that.
So, if anyone knows, I don't know how to.
You attached.
It. I don't know. I pronounced the name of the place, but it used to be a place that used to make handmade pastas here in the city. And one thing they made was also like a basil lemonade, and it was the bottle that they used to serve that lemonade in. Mm. And it used to be my favorite bottle, and I would fill it up every single day. It was like a good like 30 ounces.
Yeah.
And it shattered.
Yeah. Did it shatter? Or did you drop it?
Well, I dropped it.
Yeah. Let's kick it off. Just you gotta work on that grip. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, mind your business.
Okay. Just saying.
I don't hear you complaining about my grip any other day.
Oh, y'all, come on now. Hold on.
All right.
Hey.
Thank you so much. Anyway.
Look, y'all, y'all don't need, that's too much information for y'all.
You said kick it off there. I'm just going with the flow. Okay.
Hey.
Okay, if anyone listening does not know Dario personally, he is the pettiest human being ever. And kick it off day is this thing that he woke up one day and he's like, every once in a while, I'm going to say it's kick it off day. And he's just going to kick shit off with me all day.
Yeah.
He's just going to annoy the shit out of me in every way possible.
Hey, y'all.
You've mastered it. Congratulations.
Hey, look.
Stop now.
Look, y'all. If I say kick it off, I don't care what's going on.
What just about all the other times where you don't you're still.
Nah, that's just different. That's just me being me. But if I give the word out there, y'all kick it off. It's kick it off Monday, man.
And then him and his friend will text each other.
Clint. Kick it off. We text each other, let them know, hey, we about to kick it off. It's just kick it off day. Ain't no rhyme or reason to it, y'all. Just kick it off. Just,
no, don't do it. Don't take advice from Dario. He's 37 and single.
Oh, wow. You know, wait a minute.
I'm like unmarried.
Damn. I just lost my girl right here on the podcast.
No,
that's crazy.
No. What? Okay.
It's still kick it off day, y'all. I don't care how single I am.
Both you and Clint unmarried, so. If it were me, I would not take advice from either one of you.
Y'all, tell us y'all best thing y'all do on kick it off day. Kick it off day can happen more times than in a week, too. So just
What do I do that annoys you?
I don't know, man. We'll see. It's kick it off day.
I used to play this game that Dario did not like.
Oh, I hated
it. And it was I would ruin his yawns.
Yeah, y'all, that's I came up with that game because I wanted to kick it off with her. But like she became a pro
was
at
so
this.
Fun.
Basically,
I was really good.
Yeah, you were. Basically, the rules of ruin the yawn is simple.
Yeah.
Just ruin the yawn.
Yeah. So, don't let the person enjoy the yawn that they're in the middle of.
Because yawns be feeling good. You talking about?
Dire, you know, chews at the end of the yawn.
I do, man. I got to get all my yawn.
At the end of it, like a camel.
Hey, look, but the point is ruin the yawns.
Yeah, and Sarah and I won.
A pro at ruining the yawn.
He vetoed the game.
Yeah, that game was done. I ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. How's your week, though?
My week was pretty good.
Yeah.
The highlight of my week has been this therapy cup.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah? I keep calling it therapy cup. I meant emotional support cup.
It's a therapy cup.
It's not.
Yeah,
what's
I mean, it
How
looks.
Was your week?
My week is great. You know why? Because the Cubs beating the hell out of Milwaukee. Yeah, to open up the series. The Cubs are back. You know. You know, we had a good series against them. You know, I know Saturday beat the hell out of them. So. Yeah. But yeah, you know, I'm glad, just happy that the Cubs back. I got my emotional support glass, cup, or whatever, canteen.
Canteen. Yeah. Old ass. It's like a Yeti.
Yeah, Yeti. Yeah, Tervis. I love this bad boy. I got this at Wrigley. I love it. Yeah, so my week is going off to a good start with the Cubs doing what they got to do, man. Yeah, you know, especially against the division rival. Woo-hoo! Take that, Milwaukee fans.
Word. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Not the division rivals.
Yeah, the division rivals got it.
Oh, that means like in their division, these are their rivals. Oh, okay, look at me deducing.
Look at you putting
deducting.
This together.
Deducting.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do this all season now, all right? Like, this is, you know how I get first about my
all,
Cubs.
First of all, yeah, nobody coming at you or your Cubs. Calm
hey, look,
down.
Speaking of which, y'all go ahead and get y'all North Side, South Side shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Sports shirt.
If you guys haven't seen, if you've been listening from the beginning, you know that sports shorts, huh? Sports shirts, maybe. It's trademarked, so we could. Mm-hmm. But no, sports shirts are an actual thing now, so you can buy a North Side or a South Side sports shirt.
Yeah. And support your team. I mean, support your side.
Well, no, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean,
we don't want to divide the sides.
No, we don't. Wait, right? Good point. Don't we? This is a real. Pickle weird.
Yeah, for real. Maybe we should.
Y'all know what we mean.
Like, you know what
I mean. I ain't trying to have the MLB come at us. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I'm trying to do. But go ahead, rep your set.
Sneak our way around.
Circumvent.
Circumvent.
Anyway, y'all, you ready to get into it?
Are my headphones louder or are you yelling at me?
Oh, damn. Here we go again. Kick it off. Maybe you need to listen a little louder. You know, soft. Listen softer.
I'm trying. Shit.
Anyway, y'all, we are about to get into it. This is what we do. You ready? Let's get it going.
Yeah, let's
tune in. Let's lock in. Yeah.
Mm.
Locked in. We locked in. Y'all, we are in South Deering. This is Community Area 51.
I cannot stand you.
What you mean? Community area, say it.
No. 51. Man, this should have joked.
Oh, man. South Deering, y'all. We are in South Deering. And I like the South Deering. You know,
you like the South Deering?
I liked it. but going down there and doing the research and then seeing it in real life is really dope. It's far south side, y'all.
It's like near Pullman.
It's almost, it's very near Pullman, but it's almost at the tip of Chicago. almost at the tip. Hold on.
That's what she said.
You said I'm still getting mine. Yeah.
So did. But it was cool because we were driving down 95th. And when you drive down 95th, which is the northern edge, I'll get to it. Pretty cool that you see all the steel workers and the factories and such. It's really cool. It's really cool to see all that. I like that a lot.
Me too.
Speaking of which, we'll get more into that. But here are the boundaries, and y'all, your boy done leveled up. You know, I forgot I had this iPad. And this iPad is a beautiful thing. You know, you see me, Spotify people see me with the pencil.
Or YouTube.
Or maybe you can hear it. If you hear that clicking and clicking.
You hear that little pencil
You hear that?
That's money, baby. You know?
Okay. That's wealth.
That's wealth.
Anyway.
No, that's
anyway.
It's breaking generational cycles.
You know what
right
I'm saying?
Here.
You know what I'm saying? We done came up. You know? The next wave got it. Let's get it. Right, here you go, for real. The boundaries. To the north, 95th Street. To the south, 130th Street. To the east, Calumet River and Burley Avenue. To the west, Bishop Ford Expressway and Stony Island. Very dope. The neighborhoods in it are South Daring, self-named. Trumbull Park, we'll get to that. Jeffrey Manor and Vets Park. And Vets Park, real quick, was made because that is where they built the built homes for the workers and for the vets after World War II.
Hey, makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at me out. Coming in with early facts, but
coming in hot.
Ooh, ooh. do you want to know how they got the name?
I'd love to know.
Let's know. Let's get it. So the name is named after William Deering, who was a businessman whose company was the largest agricultural implement factorer in the world.
Did you say factorer?
Factorer. Yeah, yeah. Implement factory. I think that's right. Now you got me second guessing. Largest agricultural implement factory. Yeah, yeah, that's right. In the world. Okay. So think about that. In the world. So what did he do? He incorporated his, I'll tell you about this. He incorporated his business in 1883 as William Deering and Company, later named Deering Manufacturing Company. And it was known for, it showed the first self-propelled harvester in 1900.
Self-propelled harvester.
Yes. Yeah, so
question number one, what is a harvester?
So you know, the thing that pick up agriculture. pick up.
You did not say pick up agriculture.
You
can be more from a city.
Yeah, yeah.
You say, you know, the thing that pick up agriculture.
It pick up plants and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Please stop. We are in the Midwest. There's probably a lot of farmers.
Okay, well, they know what the hell I'm talking about. I ain't got to explain it to them.
I would say there's at least like 20 farmers listening to this.
Probably, podcast. Probably. You know? You'd be like, those guys are stupid as hell.
Wow.
And I'm just playing. Wow. I'm just playing, y'all. I'm a comedian. I get away with it. Don't slap me. Please don't slap me. anyway, his sons took over after he retired in 1902, and they merged with the McCormick Company in the same year, 1902, and they changed it into, they turned it to International Harvester. That didn't last, and I guess it did last a long time, 84 years.
That's a lot of time.
Hold on, no, because what I mean is 1986, they changed the name to Navistar International Corporation when they combined after all that, you know what I mean? Like they changed the name, making something a little bit more.
What did it change to?
Navistar International Corporation.
Navistar.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it before?
Immediately before that, it was International Harvester when it combined with
McCormick. Like International Harvester.
Yeah, you know, a little bit different. I like it.
IH.
Yeah, you know, and check this out. So after all that, you know, after they changed the name in 1902 and the company, I mean, this company was big. It's one of the best in the world. They employed a lot of people. That's when they changed the name, the sons, to Deering. So in 1903, that's when they changed to Deering.
The community area?
Yes, that's when the community area was changed. Now, here's the thing.
Wait, what was it before Deering?
I don't think it had a real name. It was, I get
it. It was just number 51.
Bunch of swamp land. Hey, it was just, what'd you say it was?
Number 51. It would have been easier if you went back and edited it in post.
No. I like it. We do that shit live.
I know.
But it was farmland. It was swampy land. You know, so that's usually what the South was.
You know, I don't know if you remember what I told you when we were looking up when I looked up Deering and I said, it looks like a lot of swamps.
Yep. And that's exactly what it was. A lot of swamps and farmland. Now here's some history. That was just the name of how they got the name of the place, right? The start of it, 1845. Let's just go way back. Hit the way back machine. First settlers came in and built Chittenden Road in 1848, and there were 8 rail lines that came into the area, right? So now you know when transportation comes. People come and people in business. But that didn't happen. That didn't happen in this area.
People do come.
Yeah, they definitely come.
That was terrible, Jeff. You're right. That deserved that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. but industry didn't develop until after the Civil War. So you know, it took a little while for it to really get going. stop it. After that, check this out. This is, we haven't heard, I guess, this in a little bit, but the area became part of the Hyde Park Township in 1874. Mm. Yeah, so there's a it's the next big township.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember? Because at this point in time, Hyde Park
was the entire South Side.
Was the entire South Side, and it was actually it wasn't even part of the city. It was a township its own.
Yeah, it was like a getaway.
Yeah, it was a getaway. So, So it became part of the Hyde Park Township before it was part of Chicago. That was 1874. The following year, the first company to build in the area was Joseph Brown Iron and Steel Company. So you remember when I was saying we were driving down the northern border, 95th, right there. And we saw all those factories. I told you, I said, hey, this is really cool. It's like going down the time warp. Well, that's because that's where all that was. You know, it was known for steel and iron. And if you all go down there, it's really cool. You see these buildings that are, it looks like most of them are abandoned.
Right.
They look abandoned, you know, and but they still have the names up there. It still says what it did there and what happened there. And it was steel. It was iron. So really cool to kind of go down there and see, history, realistically.
Yeah.
It's like in real time, kind of like in Pullman.
Right.
You know, so if we go down to Pullman, complete time warp, you know. So really cool. Now here's some more. They built housing for the workers in the area. And it was informally called Irondale. That's how serious it was right there. So I guess when you think about it, you're like, all right, what do we call this place? And it was simple. You know, iron and steel right here. This is Irondale. But that company was sold and eventually bought by Deering in 1900 after the merger. So right when he was like really starting to get going and before he handed over to his sons, he bought another company. And after the merger, it was called the Wisconsin Steelworks. And it was the area's largest employer up until 1980.
Wow.
So a very long time. We're talking 80 years, almost a century. That was, the main employer for South Deering area. Really cool. And now here's this. They went through, it was a strike. There was a strike that happened. And with this strike, and I'm kind of jumping out of timeline. I'm guessing I want to say this right now because there was a big strike. Now, if you remember, it's close to Pullman. So it's really close to Pullman. And Pullman started the strike. The very first strike happened in Pullman. And then this had a strike. So you got to think the people in that time were like, oh, well, if they're doing it, we go fight for our rights here.
Yeah.
But it was a major strike. And the reason why I bring the strike up is because, when people they struck. They didn't have any workers. So they had to have people to fill in to keep the business going.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those people that were kept, that helped keep this business going were women. And the significance of that is this was a time where women didn't get jobs because they wanted to give it to men. Right. They kind of, how they treated blacks and women, this is what happened. So women came in and actually helped keep this business being one of the largest employers.
Wow.
In South Deering. So really cool, cool. I don't know if that's the best word, but like it's a dope piece of history to kind of understand how women played this role in keeping the largest employer in the area afloat, after a strike, which was, I'm sure, influenced by Pullman. So the Pullman workers.
Interesting.
Very interesting, I thought. Now, here's the population. Here's why it still kind of ties into that if you all are following here. So the population is Irish, Welsh, English, Swedes, Germans, Mexicans, Polish, some Scandinavians. And so in 1930 to the 40s, new homes and new neighborhoods were constructed. One of those were Trumbull Park. Now, if you remember, at the beginning, one of the the neighborhoods within is Trumbull Park. And Trumbull Park kind of has a rough history, because blacks worked in the factories. They worked and did all the thing. And we know these are the time frames we're in, right? They didn't live in the area.
Right.
So blacks didn't live in the area. They had to take train and commute to get to work in those places, work in South Deering. And, they built homes for the workers there. Blacks couldn't live there. Trumbull Park homes were built. Okay. Now, when Trumbull Park homes were built, it was thriving in a sense. You know what I mean? Like this was, there was also the manor. I talked about the manor was there. Look at you with the new, you just do it. Just rip the band-aid. Sarah got a new tattoo, y'all. look at it.
I tried to pull my sleeve over it and it hurts.
Kick it off, Day. She weak. No, I'm playing. I'm just playing. Oh my goodness, you about to,
bruh.
I'm sorry. So like I was saying, yeah. So they built these homes in the manor, in the park, and everything like that, just because it was kind of upscale, so to say. Keep in mind, Hyde Park is part of Hyde Park,
right.
Township. And you know, they hadn't been at this point, I guess, just to say they're not anymore because now they're part of Chicago. But you see where the thought process came from.
Yeah.
Here's a very interesting story. In 1953, a black family moved in and started a decade-long period of violence and protests by white people because they didn't want black people living in there. Now,
wow.
Now you remember, we talked earlier in another community area where, you know, we talked about Chicago Lawn, how right over Marquette and Gage Park, the riots and everything like that, because they wouldn't let black people live in the housing.
Right.
They didn't want to, no depreciation. Anyway, the property value go down. This actually happened in Trumbull Park Homes. So it was because of one black family that moved in.
That's now, insane.
Yeah, think about that. Just one black family moved in and it caused a race war. You know what I mean? Like in a sense.
Wow.
Absolutely insane. And what's crazy is that, you know, this was 1953, 1954 is when it was kind of like the heat of it, the start of it. And, you know, for the decade after it ensued, you know, it is what it is. We know that history.
Right.
We know Martin Luther King came up here, you know, to kind of be like, yo, y'all calm the hell down. Like, let's just make it fair for black people.
Is that
you
a know? Direct quote? Or?
I'm pretty sure I read it in a book somewhere.
Yeah,
he said, check calm the hell down, mm-hmm. y'all. Shit. I had a dream. No, I was playing. I'm just playing.
You're just clowning anybody.
No, yeah, it's kick it off. Kick it off Monday. But so
kick it off Monday.
Yeah. So now the thing is in the 60s, they passed the civil rights legislation that allowed for a ban on discrimination against people in the colored people in the workforce.
Yeah, I don't think you can say colored people.
You know, that's what it was. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it was. Black people, you know? I can say it. People of color. You know, and then segregation in housing, too. So that's the story with Trumbull Park Homes in the community area. To the fact, I believe, and I tried to do this research, I tried to confirm, I don't know if I just missed it or not, but I believe it's part of the National Historic Place Registration.
Historic Places.
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know. I read it one place, but I didn't think, I don't know. So significance of Trumbull Park Homes. Remember, we were driving, I was like, I don't know if I want to go see that. You know, like, just because... I don't know. You just bring up it's crazy. You know, it's historic. You know what I mean? It happened. And I don't want to deny history, but we hear about it too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, like, that's just, I don't know, just hear about it. It's just crazy that's 1953. You know, that's the 60s, you know.
But, I mean, the neighborhood itself is very
dope.
It is dope. Mm-hmm. And it's also very industrial.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, obviously, you're by the river. So there's a lot of, you know, and bridges, and it looks like a steel work town.
Yeah, you know? It really does. What? If anybody ever been to Pittsburgh, if you've been to Pittsburgh, similar
vibe.
Very, very. I want to make this very clear because I've been to Pittsburgh and I'm not trying to compare, but the portion we were in by the restaurant we were at,
like 95th.
Yes. It was very, very similar to parts of Pittsburgh, and I'm sure other places, but like, I don't know. I got that image of Pittsburgh in my head.
Yeah.
But then not Pittsburgh, because like you look, you see boats and shit like that, you know? Right. So, but it looks different. It doesn't look like Chicago, I guess, so to say, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it kind of looks like a lot of other, Southside or West Side, not Southside or Super North Side neighborhoods that have like, business parks.
Mm-hmm.
Or like factories and stuff like that. It's the same, like Pullman, how Pullman has a lot of those factories and warehouses and stuff like that. And think of like the West suburbs.
Yeah.
Same,
right.
You know, that kind of feel to it.
Yes.
But you're by the river, which is really interesting.
Yeah. Very, very, but keep in mind, reason why I think it feels like this is because y'all have to understand this is far south side.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, this is not almost immediate south side that you know of and you see in the news. It's not the, like, a north side. You know, when we talk about, like, the Jefferson Park Township, you know, that looks a little bit different because it's far northwest.
Yeah, I mean, this is like 20 minutes from like Hyde Park.
Yes, you know what I mean? Like, so.
So it's pretty south.
Keep in mind that these places that were annexed to the city, they were suburbs. You know, they were suburbs, and
they kept that energy.
They kept that energy because Chicago was building, you know, inward. You know what I mean? Inward out. You know what I mean? Like, so it's still building inward out, so to say. Not necessarily a good thing, but that's what it's doing, you know?
Yeah.
And it definitely feels like that when you get on the outside edge.
Yeah. Those like on the edge community areas, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Whether it's north, south, west, or whatever.
Yeah.
I was going to say east, but no.
That's technically east.
Northwest or south, those very like tip of the border retain that like suburban feel, feel like.
Yeah.
Even though they are part of the city, that's what I love about the city is that every community area obviously has its own like little culture,
but it feels
like it's very unique.
Yeah.
But that's one thing that I feel like those areas share. Like they're very quiet. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have the hustle of the city.
Almost feel off the grid.
Yeah. Like we literally, where we went to eat today, there was nowhere to sit.
Nowhere to park.
We ate in our car and, it was very quiet.
They're very, like, I mean,
very quiet.
Yeah, yeah. We even saw the bridge go up, the drawbridge go up.
I was like, first of all, I've never seen the drawbridge go up.
Yeah, that was your first time seeing a drawbridge go up.
Ever.
Yeah,
I've seen them already up, but I've never watched them go up.
Man. That's what she said. But you know what's crazy about the bridges going up? I remember as a kid, you know, obviously coming down here, and it hasn't really happened to me as an adult, to be honest with you. So yeah. I don't know how it hasn't happened, but as a kid, I swear, anytime we went to pick up our mama,
bridge was going up.
Oh my goodness, we had to stop at the damn bridge all the time. I was like, that's funny. I just want to go home. Like, and that bridge felt like it forever. When you were a kid,
it is forever.
It is. Everything feels forever. Yeah, yeah. Man.
I mean, while we were sitting there, there maybe was like two or three cars passing by, but when the bridge went up, there was like 20 cars.
Yeah. It was,
so that's how long it was up.
You're like, damn, man. Like, but that's crazy. Now that I think about it, I've never been stopped by a bridge as an adult.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild. And I'm in the streets, man. Yeah. Like, I'm driving all over the place, you know, so.
But I feel like it would be a nice community area if you're looking for, like, a city hike or if you're, you know, if you just want somewhere that's like quiet, or some people enjoy that. Some people enjoy the.
It was really quiet dope. I took the drone out. You can fly the drone, and it's really pretty scenic.
Yeah.
You know, for us, it's very quiet. You know what I mean? Like, you're hop, skipping, and jump from South Shore.
Right.
So
pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, like, it's that again. The outer edge is quiet. You know, it's different. It doesn't. It's a city, but it don't feel like it.
Right.
A couple things. So the area is predominantly now Hispanic and Black, but not to say that there's no whites there, but like most suburban places, city places on the south side, you know, it's like almost no white, but it's got some whites.
But I feel like closer you move to the south,
because
we're so close to the south suburbs, they're predominantly white.
It changes.
You see a lot of,
it changes. Yeah,
like Washington Heights and like Beverly.
Yeah, it starts to blend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it starts to transition a little bit. One more fun fact. This is pretty cool. General Mills cereal plant was there from 1929 to 1995.
Wow.
Pretty damn cool. You know, obviously not there yet anymore, but it's down. It was down there.
Cool.
Yeah, it was down there. That's all the fun facts I got. I mean, it was, I feel, hold on. Since I got the, let me, damn, this is whack. Anyway,
damn,
I tried to do the little clicky thing.
Yeah.
This thing played me. Apple, get it together.
you think this? You should make an audio of you like doing this with the paper.
Yeah, I should. What was that? Y'all can't see. Hey, Spotify users getting the show.
Wow.
But yeah, that's fact. I think really cool. I mean, it's
a
different dynamic that we've seen. You know, like I guess Pullman felt the same way. Mm-hmm. Realistically, it was kind of quiet there.
Very.
But yeah, dope.
Yeah, for sure. I can't wait to tell everyone where we ate.
Oh, y'all ready to hear?
Honestly, this was...
Yeah, this
was dope.
Yeah, I got some shit to say. We both got the same shit to say. So, y'all, we will be right back. And we come back, talk about this food.
Hey.
Hey.
back to you, Bob.
And back to you, Bob.
Back to you, Bob, in the studio.
Hey.
Hey.
We back.
Stop it.
Okay, sorry.
We tried something new today.
Yeah. For the first time on the podcast. For the first time. What did we try?
We tried smoked fish, y'all.
Smoked fish, man.
So we stopped by Calumet Fisheries, which is actually, did you know, it's one of the very few fisheries left in Illinois. There's not that many.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
Yeah. That smoke their, well, they not only that smoke their fish, but Calumet Fisheries smokes their fish in-house too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So a little bit of history on them. They opened in 1948. Mm-hmm. They were brothers-in-law.
Brothers-in-law. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Two brothers-in-law.
They got along like that?
Yeah, they got along like that. They opened it up, and it was their dream to, like, serve people fish, high-quality, good fish. And they've been in the same location since 1948.
Wow.
And it has been takeout only, cash only since 1948.
Yeah, please, don't ever leave that location.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think they plan on it.
They're good.
And actually, part of their thing is they say that people eat in their cars. Like, that's normal. Like, yeah. People park outside and eat in their cars. Yes. That's how we did.
We was out here like a local.
You know?
Like a local.
But, yeah, so they've been there for forever. And when you walk in, if you look on your left, you'll see a bunch of newspaper clippings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a poster from... nice. Look at me forgetting. So Anthony Bourdain's poster is up there from No Reservations, the show that he used to do.
Yeah.
And it's like signed, and it says, he says something, you continue to serve outstanding fish or something. The ink is slowly fading, which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
It's right up there. And then they've been on Chuck Please and The Hungry Hound.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to our boy, Steve Delinsky.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, go ahead, Steve. Yeah, man, look, let me tell you, now 77 Flavors been there.
You know?
Hey.
I also read a couple of the newspaper articles. There's one from like 1977 that the prices are insanely cheap. It was, I think the frog legs were, the full serving was like $3.
Wow.
The shrimp was like $2.89.
Boy, wow.
Now it's like $13.
It worth it still.
I know, of course.
You know, we're gonna get.
I don't know. I just made that number up, but
I just jumped. I just jumped ahead with that one.
Yeah. So you walk in, and in front of you immediately you see the fridge with all of the smoked fish that you can buy. By the time we got there, a lot of the stuff has sold out already.
Yeah. It
right.
Go crazy.
But what they had left was the smoked salmon, the smoked salmon with pepper and garlic, smoked perch. Or trout with and smoked shrimp.
Okay.
Right? I don't know how much more they have. I think it depends on what they get. So these are everything that you could get smoked, but it doesn't necessarily mean every single day.
Yeah.
Right? They have catfish, chubs.
The hell is a chub? Paul. I ain't never had that.
Eel, heads and collars, trout. Black cod, salmon with pepper and garlic, shrimp, a trout with pepper and garlic, whitefish, and herring.
Okay.
Right? So if you're a connoisseur of like a lox and bagel, like if you like smoked fish on your bagel, this is like that, but 1,000 times better.
Yeah. I would definitely say that.
I want you to just go look on our Instagram so you can see the picture of this smoked salmon.
Yeah, it don't look real. It don't look real. It like honestly it looked like a toy. You know, like even
it's crazy.
He was choosing like he was like, which one do y'all want?
Well, I was like, I don't know.
Man, shit,
you just, pick.
Yeah, right. He got a good one for us, but it's such a large piece of fish, and man, it is it comes cold, but it's smoked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so you could reheat whatever you got to do to do what you got to do. But it was
you can reheat it, or you can eat it cold, like on a bagel.
Yeah, you can. I mean, y'all, that was so. We were deciding we're gonna get to all the rest of the food, but we were deciding what's the best. We're gonna keep going down the line.
Because
like all of it, I think all of it is a 9 and above. Okay,
yes.
Everything is a 9 and above.
Yes.
But that salmon.
To give you an idea, that salmon is $17 a pound or $16.89 a pound. And they sell it by the piece or by the pound if you...
It was not bad at all because it was that piece we had was $24.
Yeah.
And you see the piece that we got. You know what I mean? Like it's you know? You know? It's a nice size of fish.
Yeah.
For not a... I don't know price of fish. What's the going rate on fish? Salmon.
Shit, I don't
know. Especially done like that, you know, salmon and smoked and garlic and pepper and shit.
I asked, I was like, how do you eat this smoked salmon? And he goes, on a cracker.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like,
I could definitely
on a cracker
see
with like a side of, and they sell multiple sides. And their sides are potato salad, macaroni salad, coleslaw, and a kidney bean salad,
mm-hmm.
and those are the ones that he recommended as sides for it. He's like, any salad you grab on the side, and that, and a cracker, and you're good to go. So, like, imagine if, like, I would eat that for lunch, breakfast, dinner.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely.
I'm so glad we have crackers.
Yeah, for real.
Anyway, the rest of the menu. For the dinners, and these dinners come with fries, coleslaw, crackers, and hot sauce. You get shrimp. Fish, catfish, and if it just says fish, I'm pretty sure that is...
it was perch. Perch that we got. I think they changed it around, but
yeah.
It was perch this time around.
Scallops, chicken nuggets, and crab cakes. The most expensive one is shrimp. It's $12.39. The scallops are next at $11.79, and then $8.99 for the catfish, $7.79 for the perch, $7.89 for the crab, and $6.49 for the chicken nuggets. We got the catfish dinner.
Yeah. And
tell us about it, Dario.
Y'all, so, you know, come with fries, come with the hot sauce, mild sauce, whatever you want to get.
Yeah.
But the catfish is some of the best catfish I've ever had. Nice fluffy pieces.
Flaky
as hell. The breading is fried to perfection.
Yeah.
When you crack it open, the steam is just coming out of that bad boy because it's still smoking hot in there. And it doesn't have that you know, you can overcook fish.
Correct.
And you can overcook it and it still be good.
Yeah.
But you can overcook it and it's a little bit tough. Yeah, a little bit drier. This one was perfectly cooked, y'all.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like they've been doing it for 70 years.
Yeah, it's like they know what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like, it's just unreal how perfect this was.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like okay. So imagine
big pieces.
Imagine the fillet,
yeah.
Right? That's deep fried with this incredibly seasoned breading. Mm. When you crack it open, you could literally see like the juice.
Yes.
On the fish.
Yes.
Like, it's just
perfect.
And here's the thing. I only started eating fish probably maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't been always eating.
I've been messing with fish.
You know? So I'm not like a huge expert on fish, but I've tried a bunch of really good fish. I've had really great sushi. So this one was right up there.
Y'all, it is.
If you like catfish.
It's up there, bro. Like, y'all.
Said it's up there, bro.
I did. I was this shit. All right, so that's the catfish, okay?
Yeah.
Now the shrimp.
Yeah, so shrimp you can get. So all of these this portion of the menu, you can get half order or a full order. If you get the shrimp in half order, you're going to regret it for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life, you're going to regret it. Get that full order.
Because that is some of the best shrimp
ever. Like, we literally had to stop eating it.
Yeah.
Because we were just like, nah, we just.
I could literally eat the entire
basket. The whole thing. Yeah, the whole thing. Because it's not like little pieces of fish. Again, shrimp. Breaded to the perfection. Very nice and fluffy. As fluffy as shrimp can be, but cooked very well.
It's like really fresh.
Fresh. But when you bite it, the flavor.
Oh my God. It's
you don't even need salt. That's what we said. We were like, you don't even need sauce with none of these things.
Yeah.
You could literally have eaten it without no hot sauce, no mild sauce, nothing. Yeah. You could just boom, just keep on going.
Literally.
I'm telling you, we had the big full
they're
size.
They're like large pieces of shrimp. They're not the baby shrimp.
No, these are like serious ass pieces of shrimp, y'all.
Seriously.
Like, for real. Like, this is, like, what's going on over there at this fishery, man? Like, they...
I don't know.
They built different. I mean...
They are.
Like, but y'all, it is... I cannot stress perfection, okay?
Yeah, they're really good.
Like, I can't stress that.
And the shrimp, the full order is $17.69. The
worth half order, every cent.
The half order is $9.45. Get the full order.
Full order. Go ahead. Full order. You're going to regret it.
And just eat it later.
Come in, like, the little box. Yeah. You know, you could just walk around, carry it, and just be eating. Literally. Like, it's so good. My goodness. Like, we still got leftovers. Yeah. Because we stopped.
Yep, correct. They also have fish, catfish, scallops, oysters, stuffed shrimp, frog legs for adventurous people out there, clam strips, chicken nuggets, crab cakes, and calamari.
Perch. Let's talk about the perch.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about
the perch. Yeah, I was about to say, we can't miss the perch because they come in the same box.
Yes.
And was that a full order or a side order?
We got a half order.
And it is a shit ton.
It's in $5.
$5. And it's like, it felt like a full order.
They're like little perch nuggets.
Yes. Oh, my God. And again, cooked to... I don't really know how they...
It's the breading that is so seasoned so well.
It is. It is. They got God back there on the stove, man. Maybe. God back there whipping it up. You know what I'm saying? He'll be back there. Whipping. You know, he... You know what I mean? Like, he back there. Like, because, like, I've never had... Fish is hard to make and get it, like, that perfect, I should say. Fish ain't hard to make because they don't take long to cook it, but...
That's the thing, is it doesn't take long to cook, so you could easily overcook
it. You could overcook it. So how they got it so perfect, like... This is beyond me. This is the most ridiculous one so far. I would probably say I'm probably most amazed of all the restaurants we've been to, and
because it's also made to order. Like, yeah, nothing is already sitting there cooked. Yes. Like, they cook it when you order.
Yeah, and now here's the thing. I say that, but, like, I get it. You know, some people might not like fish or anything like that. I'm just talking about how well done it is. Yeah. I feel like even if you don't like fish, you could respect the hell out of their fish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, but, like, if you love it, it's going to be some of the greatest shit you ever had.
Yeah. And the thing, if you don't like fish because it's fishy, you don't, it's not going to be a problem here.
Nope.
Because it's not fishy. But I feel like the way I identify is, like, if I smell fish and it smells fishy, I know it's not going to be good fish.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Because that's old fish.
It's old fish, yeah.
Fish is not supposed to smell fishy.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's not the case here.
Right.
Like, it feels...
It smells...
It smells like the breading. Yeah. Shit, it smells like the season and the flavor.
And
we had the fish, chicken nuggets.
We had chicken nuggets.
The only reason I want to bring up the chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
They... Okay, now, we've been saying how great everything else is. These were good. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like that these are just for kids. This is
for the person in your family that doesn't eat fish.
Exactly.
And is there with everybody else that eats fish.
But so I said, there's nothing less than a nine here. That's the nine. Okay. That's the nine. It's still great, but that's a nine. That's
a triangle.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I've never seen a triangle.
No, they weren't triangle. That was, you think about the macaroni and cheese.
No, they were triangles.
I was eating it fast, but.
They look just like the mac and cheese bites.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you know, I feel like to that point, like, they didn't.
Yeah.
That ain't the point here with this.
Right,
they don't care. And I could be wrong, but, you know, you ain't coming there for no goddamn chicken nuggets.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
not
so
their point.
That's not they're not trying to sell you on that. So that's the nine. Everything else we talk about is a 10.
Yeah.
it's a perfect 10.
1,000%.
But the macaroni and cheese bites.
Yeah, we had the mac and cheese bites, which is literally Velveeta mac and cheese. Deep fried.
Yeah.
So if you like the Velveeta mac and cheese, it's not like gourmet mac and cheese. It is pretty good. Like, just,
yeah.
I don't use basic as in a negative connotation here. Like, it's just basic mac and cheese that's done well and then deep fried.
And how they do it and keep it still.
I don't know, but it's delicious.
I don't know how they do it. They got some kind of special machine back there.
So
that fucking just.
Maybe.
You just bread it well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you can say.
Well, I was just going to say the sides and the salads. So I mentioned the salads already, but you can get fries, cheese sticks, breaded pickle spears, sweet potato tots, mushrooms, onion rings.
Mm. Ooh, I bet you the onion rings probably go crazy.
Probably. And they have, like, all kinds of sodas and water and all that.
Yeah.
All that jazz.
Y'all, so now, this is where we were talking about at the beginning of this little segment here, you know, what's the best. We were sitting there trying to decide.
Yeah, we were.
Right now, without a doubt, number one is the shrimp.
Yeah.
I think we both agree on that.
Yes.
The shrimp.
That was an easy
decision. Yeah, that's the easy number one right there. Number two, That was hard. I'm going to give it to the catfish.
I think the catfish, definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to the catfish.
Just because of how, like, it's so juicy on the inside, which I don't think you describe fish as juicy.
Yeah, but right. I don't think so.
It's like fluffy.
No bones either. No bones in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, still be careful. You know, I guess. I mean, I'm always careful when I eat fish, but but no bones, you know. And
my God, it was so good.
So fantastic. Perch. Matter of fact, I'm going to just say it might be like a 2A, 2B with the catfish perch.
The perch was
It was good. I mean, because they was like so small, you could easily just like boom, boom, just keep on going.
Literally.
Yeah. Yes. Right. That's what they were. So that's the three. You know what I mean? All three of my tens, y'all. So we trying to, that's how good this is, because we sitting there trying to decide which one. The shrimp, though,
the shrimp was so.
I don't know if there's shrimp in the city better than this. I'll be honest. Now, I'm going to say that with my chest. I don't think.
We haven't had all the shrimp in the city.
You're right. You very right. And I'm okay with being wrong. I'm okay with being wrong in this situation. You know what I mean? I'm just speaking from what's going on right now. Yeah. But this shrimp is, it's got to be, even not knowing all the shrimp in the city, this got to be top five.
Yeah.
It's got to be. You know what I mean? Like, it just has to be.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was good enough for Anthony Bourdain, it will be good enough for you.
Yeah. Anthony Bourdain, you know, he shit. He said it. It's got to be true. I bet you, Gordon Ramsay will love this.
I'm sure.
I bet you Gordon Ramsay come down here and be like, yo, this is the best. This is the best fucking shrimp.
Do you think that's how British people sound?
That's how he sounds. Shit. That's how he sounds. I don't know about the rest of them blokes. Bloke.
I don't know either one.
You know, that's what they bloke.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. if I'm not, I'm sorry for offending anybody.
Maybe let's steer away from saying things we don't know if they're.
That's
real
very
or not.
True. Let's play it safe. But I'm pretty sure I'm right. Anyway, that was food. Y'all need to go here. And I think I like eating in the car. You know what I mean? Like, I did. It felt authentic in a way.
It's so close to the beach that, like,
you
even if you take food and go to the beach and, like, have a little picnic, adorable.
That's actually
Rainbow
a good-ass idea.
Beach is right there.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you could get down there.
Literally. Rainbow Beach is so close.
Ain't no traffic.
It's a super nice beach. It's, like, by South Shore.
Yeah.
So, get you some food, go to the beach.
And there's something really cool about I feel like you could just stand there.
Yeah.
And just watch.
Like, sitting with everyone there, eating in their car is such an experience.
It is. It felt good. And, I mean, you got you bring your kid out there, you like the boats. They can sit and look at the boats.
Yeah.
I feel like that is
you're
part
on
of
the
it.
Bridge.
Yeah, you're
it's
on
really
the bridge.
Nice. I like
you know,
it a lot.
Yeah, it's just a dope, area. And the fact that they stayed there for all those years and not moving, it feels like
it tells you something.
It does. You know what I mean? Like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they doing big things out there. Please go check out Calumet Fisheries, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Absolutely delicious. Yeah. Let's give the address real quick.
Yeah. You got the address?
I do.
Yeah, because it's
somewhere.
It's worth it.
It is 3259 East 95th Street. I don't think they're on Instagram, but they're definitely on Facebook and Twitter.
Yep.
Give them a little follow.
Yeah. Check them out. Y'all have to go there. Go there.
Just literally smoke their own fish.
Yeah, I mean.
In-house, in that location.
This one right here. I'm glad we haven't had fish like this on the podcast so far. So this maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Or maybe we just, I don't know. But it's that good. Y'all, go ahead.
I mean, there's literally a picture on their Facebook with Anthony Bourdain standing in front of their smoked fish.
Yeah, he know what time
that's
it is.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he know what time it is. Don't take that picture down. Yeah.
No, they would never.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, on that note, y'all be blessed. I hope you like this one, and go try some fish. If you like this episode, send it to someone you like, to the people you love in your life.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
If you did not like this episode, I think it's personal at this point.
Yeah, for real.
I feel like if you continue to listen and you're still not liking them, it's personal.
You just hating them.
But try again next week or Wednesday. Check out Wednesday's episode. It's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. It is
good. We'll see you next Monday.
Dario, Sarah, we out here.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of 77 Flavors of Chicago. We look forward to having you again next Monday. So make sure you look out for us on any platform where you can listen to a podcast. Make sure you rate, subscribe, and do all the things. And we'll see you next Monday.